Okay, welcome to the three top biggest mistakes I see people making over and over again when they're trying to induce OBEs. And before you listen to this, make sure that you go over the free OBE and Lucid Dream Quick Start, which you can download from lucidology.com on the front page. The Quick Start will take you through the initial steps of inducing OBEs, specifically how you can use early morning wake back to bed techniques. So you get up early in the morning, you use wake back to bed where you get up for about a half hour or so or 45 minutes and then go back to sleep, then relax using the timer, which is also linked to on the Lucidology homepage. And then you use hypnotic fractionation to wake up and fall asleep over and over again. And what this does is it makes it so that it tricks your body into falling asleep, so it thinks that your mind is actually asleep when your mind is really awake. And when your body thinks that your mind is asleep, then it goes to sleep while your mind is awake, and then you're in what's called waking sleep paralysis, which is where your body has fallen asleep and it feels like there's a heavy lead blanket on your body and it's difficult to move. At that point, you've been sent into a subconscious focus, which you can then use to induce an OBE using the various exit techniques that we talk about in Lucidology 101, which is also free on YouTube and lucidology.com. So make sure that you've gone over that stuff, and then you'll be ready for this audio, which is on the three primary biggest mistakes that people keep making in OBEs. And I've identified these because people send in emails to me all the time asking about how to get over whatever stumbling blocks they're coming across. And these are the three things that I keep seeing people make over and over. So the third biggest mistake that people keep making is essentially that they do everything correctly and they make some progress and they might get into waking sleep paralysis, but then something happens and it's like you get into waking sleep paralysis, you get to a plateau where you feel like you can't relax any farther, and maybe you're in vibrations, but then it's like nothing you do gets you any farther. And so they basically at that point either just lay there for hours and hours hoping that something else happens, or they just get up and give up and then write and say, well, it didn't work, so what did I do? What did I do differently, or what should I do differently? And basically the key to getting over those humps in almost every case is to simply repeat whatever you've done to get to that step again. So this is the principle of hypnotic fractionation that we talk about a lot in Lucidology 101, where if you relax into trance and then come back out of trance and then relax into trance again, then the second time you go into trance, you'll go into it more deeply than the first time. And that's how you can ratchet yourself down into a really, really deep trance, even if you're not really very good at relaxing or zoning out into trance at all, because you're not really doing one gigantic induction where you go straight from being awake right into the OBE, although that is possible once you get better at this. But really, you don't have to be that good at it. All you have to be able to really do is have the patience to repeat whatever is working for you. So, for instance, if you're able to use the timer and relax into sleep paralysis, and then it bombs out for you, don't give up. Just repeat whatever you just did again precisely and exactly. And a lot of times, especially if you combine this with sleep breathing, that when you first start relaxing again after it feels like you've just crashed out, it doesn't feel like it's working. It feels like you're just wasting your time. But especially if you sleep breathe for about 30 seconds or 45 seconds or maybe a minute, your body will respond to that and will put you back into sleep paralysis, and you'll go deeper into it the next time around. So all kinds of the emails that I get are basically from people who have just made it right to the very cusp of success, and then they just give up because they don't want to repeat what they've already done. They want to have some sort of new technique to do, which is not the kind of thinking that you should be using here. Your body actually is more interested in consistency and doing the same thing over and over again. Your mind wants to have variety. It wants to find and explore new things and find different ways to solve problems. But actually, when it comes to tricking your body's biology into making you enter into mind awake, body asleep, that just doing the same thing again is really the most powerful. Whatever it is that works, take very detailed notes of what you've done before and figure out what it is that works specifically for you. If something works just a tiny bit for you, then do that one thing over and over again, and your body will respond to that, and you can get into an OBE just using that one technique, whatever that technique might be. Typically, that technique is going to be basically getting very good at sleep breathing, which we talk about in Lucidology 101, and using the timer. Okay, so now we're ready to talk about the second biggest mistake that people always make in OBEs. And this is essentially where I get a lot of emails where people will write in and say that they've actually had OBEs, lucid dreams, in the past, maybe once or twice, long time ago, maybe a couple months ago or a couple years ago, and they don't really know how they did it. And a lot of times people describe it as just being a random occurrence or being because of luck. And this is a block to your progress and your success, because those experiences, those OBEs that you did, are your best bet at figuring out what will work specifically for you. If you can think back and see what it was that you did, what were the exact specific parameters of the scenario that you were in that led up to having that OBE, and then recreate those parameters again, like I said, consistency, then you can use those OBEs that you had as leverage, and not just being random luck. Random luck will not really get you anywhere. You just want to specifically repeat everything that you did. And so that means things like, even silly things like what time of day it was is very important. What did you eat? What was your last meal? How long had it been since you ate? How tired were you? How much sunlight did you get the day before? Were there any noises in the room? How cold was it in the room? Where were you sleeping? What body position you were in? Were there any distractions in the room? How much light was in the room? Anything and everything that you can think of that you can use to recreate that scenario, your body will respond to those things and make it much more likely for you to have success again. So don't think about OBEs as being something that are because of luck or that are random. Think of them as something that you can specifically and consciously manufacture by doing specific things, and figure out what those specific things, what are the things that work for you. Okay, so now we're ready to talk about the single biggest gigantic mistake that I see people making over and over and over again. And this is because all the books on OBEs, pretty much, except for a very few, tell you specifically to make this mistake. And this is something that I have a video devoted to on Lucidology 101, which is you should be doing your OBE inductions in the early morning and not at night. Don't do what the books tell you. Don't. They always say, tonight you should relax as you're going to sleep and visualize one thing or another, and then you end up in an OBE. That's basically what the books will tell you. And that is not what you should be doing. What you should be doing is go to sleep at about 8 at night. That's a good time to get OBEs to work for you because of your body's hormone rhythm. Get up at around 4 or 5 in the morning. It helps to stay up a lot of times for about 45 minutes. You basically have a choice. You can either stay up for 45 minutes or so and then go back to sleep, or you can have the alarm wake you up and then, without getting out of bed or without moving or doing anything else, just go directly back to sleep again. Which of those two you choose to do depends on basically how easy it is for you to fall back to sleep versus how difficult it is for you to become lucid. In that, if you stay up for 45 minutes, that makes it easier to become lucid and have OBEs once you're back to sleep again, but it makes it more difficult to fall asleep in the first place. If you just fall directly back to sleep again, then it's easy to fall asleep, but it's a little bit more difficult to then become lucid or realize that you end up in waking sleep paralysis. I wouldn't go more than 45 minutes. It seems like if you go for like an hour of wakefulness after you get up in the morning, then that tends to make it quite a bit more difficult to fall back to sleep, and you're not really making it any more likely that you're going to become lucid. That 45 minutes is about the limit. Now, a lot of the emails that I get from people are from people who are trying to skip that step and doing everything that they can to not have to get up in the early morning and do OBEs. And I'm telling you that it's a million times easier to do it in the early morning. We go over the specific details for that of why your body's hormone rhythm is set up for lucidity in the early morning rather than at night in Lucidology 101. Now, in the PDF that comes along with this MP3, I've included quite a bit more details than what I've included in this audio MP3, because in the PDF I have some OBE logs that people have sent in of successes that they've had and pointers that I've given them on how they can continue with their success. So I definitely recommend that you check out the PDF that comes along with this audio file and read the experiences that people have posted and sent in to me. I find that the experiences that are in the books that you can buy on OBEs are often times a little bit inaccurate. I mean, they're not, maybe they're actually accurate of how the OBEs that they described happened, but they don't seem to be representative of the OBEs, the very first OBEs that a lot of people generally have. And so I've included actual text that people have sent in of just their own, in their own words, of exactly what happened to them. So you get basically from the horse's mouth what your first OBE might be like. So you have a more realistic idea of what to expect. Be sure to stay signed up for the free Lucidology newsletter, which you can get at lucidology.com. Just enter your email there, and I'll be sending out more tips and tricks on how you can start inducing lots and lots of OBEs quickly and easily. And also be sure to check out Lucidology 103, which is a new product we have on how to activate your non-physical sight to have your very first OBEs. These are my most powerful techniques yet. These are my favorite, the ones that I use personally all the time. And also be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/lucid dream tricks. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you there.